Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Four Fateful Words, I Never Knew You. Not everyone who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. Many will be in this camp. These were church people. They were ministry-oriented, claiming to prophesy, cast out demons, and work miracles. But in the end, they will be exposed as total hypocrites who never really knew the Lord. Jesus in Matthew 7:23 says, And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. When Jesus speaks, he speaks with ultimate authority as the final judge of all. This is indicative of him being God, as only God is the final judge of all. Jesus, in that final day of judgment, will say to these phony professors, I never knew you. To know refers to a deep, intimate, relational knowledge. Relationally, Jesus never knew them as Lord. That's the whole context. Notice, he never knew them. It's not that they were once saved and then lost their salvation. Rather, it's that they were never truly saved. They never really knew Christ as Lord, although they professed it very loudly. Just like Judas, they lived a lie. Lordlessness and lawlessness go together. This is the great issue here. They did not know Jesus as Lord, and it showed in their practice of lawlessness. This is one of the greatest lordship texts in all the New Testament, and there are many. The lordless gospel that says you can accept Christ as Savior while rejecting him as Lord is totally foreign to Scripture. Walter Chantry rightly said, when a half-truth is presented as the whole truth, it becomes an untruth. The apostles preached the lordship of Christ. In the book of Acts, Savior occurs only twice, found in Acts 5:31 and 13:23. But Lord is mentioned 92 times. This was the message of the early church. He's the risen Lord. You have to accept him for who he is. In the New Testament, Jesus is called Lord 822 times. Lord Jesus 22 times. Lord Jesus Christ 81 times. The word Savior is only used 24 times, 8 of which refer to God the Father as Savior. To think that you can divorce Christ being Savior from him being Lord is to miss the entire thrust of New Testament teaching. Lord and Savior cannot be separated. John MacArthur is right when he says, we cannot know Christ any other way than as Lord. Notice that in reality, these people practice lawlessness, which is the exact opposite of recognizing his lordship. In theology, we call this antinomianism, which simply means without law. Now, it is true that we are no longer under the law of Moses, but as true believers, we are under the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. We are under the law of his lordship. We recognize him as our God-master, and that changes our lives. It's not a matter of works. It's a matter of having a faith that works. Paul refers to unbelievers as the sons of disobedience. This is what defines them. The essence of sin is self-rule. It's encapsulated in Isaiah 53:6, where it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. All of us. All. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We've all gone our own way. That is the essence of sin. 1 John 3:4 says, sin is lawlessness. Vine's Expository Dictionary says, lawlessness is, quote, the displacement of the will of God with the will of self. Therefore, sin is the essence of self-will or self-rule. It's a lordship issue. Will I rule my life as my own Lord, or will I bow in submission to the truth of Jesus as Lord? This is the very nature of true repentance involved in saving faith. Jude 3:4, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Contending for the faith in this context is a lordship issue. These people claim grace, but they pervert it into a lawless concept. They use grace as a license to sin, and in doing so, they deny the lordship of Christ. The rest of the New Testament is totally consistent with what Christ is saying here. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, etc. 1 John 3:7-8. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We're saved by faith alone, but it must be the right kind of faith. A true saving faith has the fruit of doing the Father's will as a pattern of life. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Now, sirs, any kind of faith in Christ which does not change your life is the faith of devils and will take you where devils are, but will never take you to heaven." End of quote. John Bunyan said, quote, "At the day of doom, men shall be judged according to their fruits. It will not be said then, did you believe? But were you doers or talkers only?" End of quote. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom. Rather, it will be those who truly know him as Lord and Savior, as demonstrated in the life. Be among them. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Do you know him as Savior and Lord? As your Savior, he died for all of your sins, and as Lord God Almighty, he rose again. Salvation personally receives him by faith as my Savior and my Lord. Have you done that? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.